After a week in which several Asian markets hit lows not seen in years, shares across Asia rallied Friday. The gains follow buying on Wall Street and a drop in oil prices. A day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended 3.5% higher, investors moved quickly to buy shares in Asian markets on Friday. A drop in oil prices was behind the buying, according to analysts who say cheaper oil makes Asian stocks attractive because it boosts economic growth in the region. In addition, lower prices often increases consumer demand for Asian imports in the United States. Taipei's main share index ended Friday at 4,476, up 2.8% from a week ago. One analyst says investors snapped up electronics and computer chip makers on hopes of export-driven economic recovery. However, Neil Stovich, an analyst with Sinopec Securities in Taiwan, says that Friday's gains may be short-lived.
This may not be a long-lived rally. In fact, one thought is that the Taiwan market and some global equity markets might pull back depending upon geopolitical conditions and reconfirm some of the lows that we saw in October of 2002. Divorcing ourselves from the geopolitical situation, again, the semiconductor industry in Taiwan is showing clear signs of bottoming out.
Tokyo's Nikkei 225 saw its biggest gains in 2 weeks, rising from 20-year lows to close at 8,002 points. Despite gaining 1.7% in Friday trading, the index was still down by the same amount on the week. In Seoul, the Kospi ended an 8-day slide with a gain of more than 2% on Friday. While the rally managed to erase some of the week's losses, the Kospi still ended more than 1.5% lower on the week at 537. Investors this week dumped shares of South Korean conglomerates after investigators unearthed an accounting scandal involving SK Corporation, one of the biggest South Korean companies. Hong Kong's benchmark Hang Seng Index saw its biggest single-day gain in more than 2 months after hitting lows not seen since the Asian financial crisis. It won back all of the week's losses by Friday's close at 8,956, ending a 0.5% higher than last Friday's finish. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong. Alternate sign-off. I'm Catherine Maria in Hong Kong.